Opened at 3:01. Welcome everyone to our December Ordinary Council meeting for the Shire of Wanganballadju. I'd like to start with item one, acknowledgement of country. We'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land within the Shire of Wanganballadju, the Balladong and Yuid people of the Noongar Nation, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Item two, attendance, apologies, leave of absence previously granted, nil. Item three, public question time, nil. Item four, announcements from the presiding member, nil. Item five, deputations, presentations, submissions, petitions, nil. Item six, applications for leave of absence, nil. Item seven, confirmation of minutes. Confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday the 26th of November 2025. The officer recommendation is that the minutes of the OCM held Wednesday the 26th of November 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate and correct record of the proceedings. Could I have a mover for that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Kalasic, a seconder. Councillor Sewell. Is there any queries or any dissent with that? Otherwise, we'll carry that. Thank you. So item eight, notice of matters for which the meeting may be closed, nil. Item nine, reports of officers and committees, 9.1, governments, 9.1.1, council meeting dates for 2026. So the officer recommendation is that council endorse the council meeting dates for 2026 as presented in attachment 9.1.1.1, which is detailed on page 8. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Richards, a seconder. Councillor Stasevich. Are there any concerns or any dissent on that motion? No, everyone's happy. That motion is passed. Thank you. So item 9.1.2, 2024-25 annual report and annual electors meeting. So the officer's recommendation.
We decided to split that.
Yeah. So we'd like to, the officer's recommendation is that council, and there's actually two items which we thought it'd be, we would like your indication on both of those, so we'll treat them separately, is one, that we accept the Shire of Wanganballadju Annual Report 2025, inclusive of the annual financial report and auditor's report in accordance with Section 554 of the Local Government Act, as included in attachment 9.1.2.1, noting that the annual report may be subject to further formatting and styling to be determined by the CEO prior to publication. So, and this, we need an absolute majority required there. And then the second item is that we convene an annual meeting of electors to be held on Wednesday the 11th of February 2026 at 6 p.m. at the Wongan Hills Community Resource Centre, and be advertised in accordance with Section 529 of the Local Government Act 1995. Can I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Richards, a seconder. Councillor Hood, thank you. Okay, so we'll take that as item one. So can we have a mover then for item two, please? Yep, councillor.
Probably vote on the first one.
Okay, so we'll vote on the first. Okay, so with the item one, is there any dissent at all with that particular motion? Is everyone happy? Okay, that's passed. Thank you. So item two, could we have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Stasevic and seconded by Councillor Sewell. Thank you. Is there any dissent at all with item two? So if everyone's happy, we'll pass that item. Thank you for that. So we move on to item 9.1.3, Regional Housing Support Fund, Commitment of Co-Contribution. So the officer recommendation is that Council 1 through the Shire Regional Housing Support Fund application endorse on a formal commitment to provide a minimum co-contribution of $500,000 to the land and housing development project at 11 Cooma Street, Wongan Hills. Item 2, pending the outcome of the Regional Housing Support Fund application, allocate $500,000 co-contribution in the 2026-27 annual budget as a transfer from the land and housing reserve. And item 3, authorise the Shire President to sign the land owner letter of authority to be submitted with the RHSF grant application as included in attachment 9.1.3.2. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Sewell, could I have a seconder? Councillor Stasevic? Councillor Sewell, do you have any questions at all? Comments?
Probably, and it's rather a late one, I'm sorry. On the Office of Recommendation, it does not reference the total project cost of $5 million. Insofar as if the project were to be less than that, we would still be looking to $5 million, we would still be looking to nominate $500,000. Yeah, if it's only a $2.5 million project, was sort of more my concern, then we are obviously a much greater percentage of the overall. It was, again, it was just something that had occurred to me very late.
Sure. Thank you. I'll ask Sam to reply, please.
Thank you, Councillor Sewell. Through the Chair, I guess there is two options. We can amend the wording slightly of the first point in the recommendation to reference basically that minimum co-contribution of $500,000 is on the proviso that the total project cost is $5 million and that if the total project cost was to be varied, then the co-contribution could also be varied, I guess, at budget adoption time. I still think it probably would be prudent just to allocate that $500,000 as part of the whole project because that is what we're going to apply for in the funding anyway, is the total project cost. If it comes back that we're unsuccessful for the whole amount or partially unsuccessful, then I guess we revisit our contribution. But for now, it's just based on the proviso of the full project and that estimated $5 million approximately. But at budget time, council will have discretion over this, so this doesn't fully lock you in. It's just that the state government needs to see in writing a firm commitment. So I'm happy either way if you want to amend it to include the $5 million or yeah.
No, look, I'm happy. I just I wanted to make sure we had a get out if for some reason it changed dramatically.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I'm happy.
Thank you. Councillor Sarsfield, no. Okay, is there any dissent on that motion at all? Any other questions? Everyone happy? Okay, that motion is carried. Thank you. So we move to item 9.2, Administration and Financial Services, 9.2.1, List of Payments for November 2025. So the officer's recommendation is that council receives the list of payments for the month ending 30 November 2025, totaling $636,042.78, per the attachments. This includes payments made under delegated authority and payments made using purchasing by cards by authorised employees. Could I have someone move this motion, please? Councillor Sewell, could I have a seconder? Councillor Hood? So, going through the pages, do we have any questions or comments on any of the pages? Councillor Sewell?
Yeah, I just have one. It's a technical question with regard to AC Healthcare Proprietary Limited, the $20,000 for the Shire, Corder and Wiley October reimbursement. I was just wondering how that actually works. I see it's in whatever that colour is to know that we will be receiving it back, but how's the actual... how does the money transfer in that scenario?
Through you, yep. Mr. President. So the Shire has an agreement with AC Healthcare, but then there's also a sub-agreement for provision of services to the Shires of Corder and Wildcatcham. And in that agreement, because the Shire has the main agreement, we bill the Shires of Corder and Wildcatcham, and then we pay that directly on to AC Healthcare, so there's nil effect on the council's income or expenditure at all. It just is really going through us.
Yeah. No, it's largely how I thought it was, but it just, I'd noticed that we're obviously paying for theirs, but we are just an intermediary. Yes, thank you. That's all.
Do we have any other questions on any of these payments for the November period? So is there any, if there's no dissent, is everyone happy? We'll pass that motion. Thank you. So we move to item 9.2.2, financial management reporting. So the officer recommendation is that council receives the monthly financial report containing the statement of financial activity for the month ending 30th of November 2025 as presented as attachment 9.2.2.1 to this report. And item 2 notes the unrestricted municipal surplus of $4,380,394 for the month ending 30th of November 2025. Could we have a mover to this motion, please? Yep, Councillor Klasik, and a seconder, Councillor Hood. Councillor Klasik, do you have any questions at all?
No questions.
No? Councillor Hood?
I did have a couple yesterday, but in the briefing, but they had been answered. Just general.
Yep. Thank you.
So all good.
Is there any dissent with this motion? Everyone happy? On that basis, we'll pass this motion. So, thank you. Okay. So moving right along. Item 9.2.3, 2025-26 budget amendment, regional road group funding, Manmanning Road. So the officer recommendation is that pursuant to section 681B of the Local Government Act 1995, council authorise by absolute majority the following amendment to the 2025-26 budget. So item 1, capital grant subsidies and contributions is to increase revenue by $216,667. Item 2, infrastructure roads, increase expenditure by $325,000. And item 3, transfer from reserves, increase by $108,333. Do I have a mover for this motion? please. Councillor Hood. And a seconder. Councillor Sewell. Councillor Hood, do you have any questions or comments on this?
No, I think it's a good idea. The regional road group funding is definitely well welcome.
Yep, thank you. Councillor Sewell?
I have nothing.
Okay. Is there any dissent at all on this item? Is everyone happy? We'll pass this motion. Thank you. Item 9.3, works and services, nil. Item 9.4, health, building and planning. Item 9.4.1, application for development approval, P563. So we do have two conflicts of interest for this particular item. So one is Councillor Richards, who has a proximity conflict of interest because of where the location of Councillor Richards' employment. And myself, I do have a financial and a proximity conflict of interest on this. So I'd like to ask Councillor Stevenson to come forward, and if you would take us through this particular item, and Councillor Richards and myself will leave the room for a short period. Thank you.
Councillor Richards and Councillor Boatman have exited the room, so we'll start with this item. 9.4.1, application for development approval, P563, proposed construction of a replacement outbuilding for agricultural machinery storage and workshop at 10 Wongan Road, Wongan Hills. The officer recommendation is that council approve that development application for the proposed outbuilding, agricultural machinery storage and workshop at 10 Wongan Road, Wongan Hills, subject to the following conditions and advice notes. Conditions 1-5 and advice notes 1-9. Can I have a mover and seconder for that item, please? Councillor Hood and Councillor Kalesic. Councillor Hood, do you move that? Do you have anything on that?
No, just wish them all the best.
Councillor Kalesic, second that?
Yeah, no questions, it's fine.
Anyone speak for that or against that? No? We will vote on that one. So on the recommendation of 9.41, is there anyone against that item? Nil, and that is carried. So at 3:19, can we please invite Councillor Boatman and Councillor Richards back into the meeting, please?
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson, for doing that. So now we move to item 9.4.2, application for development approval, P565, proposed construction and installation of an outbuilding at 15 Avon Road, Wongan Hills. And the officer's recommendation is that council approve the development application for the proposed outbuilding at 15 Avon Road, Wongan Hills, subject to the following conditions and advice notes.
Should I read?
If you're all happy, there's actually six conditions, which I hope you've all read, and there's actually nine advice notes on this. So, and I'll just reiterate that the officer recommendation is that council approve the development application for the proposed outbuilding at 15 Avon Road, subject to these following conditions and advice notes. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Richards, and a seconder? Councillor Sewell? Councillor Richards, do you have any comment? Councillor Sewell?
No questions.
No questions. Is there any dissent on this motion at all? Is everyone happy? Okay, that motion is carried. Thank you. So we move to item 9.4.3, subdivision WAPC application number 202521, 41 Wilding Road, Wongan Hills. So the officer recommendation is that council support the proposed subdivision and direct the Chief Executive Officer to advise the Western Australian Planning Commission that there is no objection to the proposal for the freehold subdivision of 41 Wilding Road, Wongan Hills, into two freehold green title lot 110 and 111 as per the application number 202521. Could I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Hood, could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Stasevich. Councillor Hood, have you got any comments, questions?
No, all good.
Okay. Councillor Stasevich?
No, all good.
All good. Is there any dissent at all on this motion? If everyone's happy, we will pass this motion. Thank you. We move to item 9.5, community services, and item 9.5.1, swimming pool school attendance incentive program. The officer recommendation is that council endorse the implementation of the swimming pool school attendance incentive program to commence for the 2026-27 season in partnership with the Wongan Hills District High School, to approve the attendance requirement of 85% with exemptions to be granted as determined by the school principal. 3, approve the funding model of 75% Shire contribution and 25% school contribution towards the cost of eligible student pool passes. 4, endorse the CEO to enter a formal agreement with the Wongan Hills District High School for the program. 5, make provisions in the 2026-27 annual budget and fees and charges for the swimming pool school attendance incentive program. Could I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Stasevich, a seconder? Councillor Hood? Councillor Stasevich, you've got a question?
No, all good, thanks.
Okay, Councillor Hood?
One very late one was number 5. If we're not losing any money, does it have to be a budget amendment?
I'll ask the CEO to respond.
Through the chair, look, not specifically. It's just more about when we're building, I guess, the budget and the fees and charges schedule, that's somewhere we capture this program. So you're correct. Whilst there would be foregone income, that's not really able to be calculated because most of these school kids that will be, I guess, obtaining these passes aren't currently buying passes. So the loss of income is going to be very, very, very minor, and all operating expenses, etc., will, yeah, remain the same. So it's just more about capturing in the process somewhere that we don't forget that this program needs to be, you know, in the budget.
Okay, yep, fine with that.
Thank you. Is there any dissent on this item number? If everyone's happy, we'll declare that motion carried. Item 10, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting, nil. Item 11, matters for which the meeting may be closed, nil. Item 12, closure, meeting closed at 3:26. Thank you very much.